This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
So my producer Morgan and I were talking about my brand and how my brand has changed over the years and how it's been a real evolution for me. And that really inspired me to tell all of you more about how I did it and how I came, you know, how I thought about it and how it's really changed over time. And so I hope that helps you figure yours out. And then I'll give you some real solid information on how to do it for yourself. So first you'll hear some real good tips for you. And then you'll hear my conversation with Morgan. Welcome to Moneymaker, the podcast that gives you the tools to enrich your life in every sense of the word. I'm your host, Nelly Galan. Let's get started. Everyone talks about a personal brand. And I'm going to talk about it too, but I'm going to talk about it a little different. Because I think it's like, well, for me, what it is about you thinking of yourself as an onion that you're peeling and you're peeling and you're peeling to get to the core of who you really are and what are you really about. And I think that I realized that over many, many, many years. And that's why when you say somebody, you know, they're a brand and they come up with a brand for themselves, it's also very complex, because sometimes when you create a brand around yourself, it boxes you into something that, in my opinion, is evolving or should be evolving and changing and growing as you get older, as you have children, as you if you get married or if you don't get married, if you go on into a career, if you, whatever it is, it should be an evolution. And, you know, I think I might have even mentioned this to you guys before, but I have a girlfriend who, one of my dear friends, who unfortunately passed away a couple of years ago. And I'll never forget, she said to me something that really is what triggered all these thoughts for me. She said, "You're the only person I know that has really evolved past 32. And I was like, "What?" She goes, "You have just reinvented yourself over and over and over again." And I remember thinking, that is the greatest compliment I've ever gotten, of any compliment. And the reason is because I have intentionally always wanted to grow and change and evolve. And so when she said that to me, I thought, wow, somebody really got it. So your brand, I'm going to talk to you about your brand as you evolve, because I think today you're 20 years old and you're like, I know my brand's going to be about weight loss. And I'm going to talk about, because I'm going to figure out how to lose weight and I'm going to go online. I'm going to do that. Or my brand is going to be about, you know, makeup. I love makeup and I'm really good at putting makeup on. And young people, actually, it's kind of a gift, because you not only have named branding and know how to brand, and you can do it on social media, and guess what? You can make money on it. But it's a very scary thing, because I promise you that what is your brand today may not be your brand 10 years later or 15 years later or 20 years later or whatever. And so I want to talk about that, because I think there is a great way to find out what your brand is as you're young and even as you're older, or at different times in your life. But when you do this exercise, you will realize over time, oh my God, you'll wake up one day and go, I'm known for something that I no longer want to be known for. And I have to tell you that, because that happened to me. So let's talk about it. I often mention my dear friend, Sandra Cisneros, who's a writer, and she's our Maya Angelou in the Latino world. I just did a writing retreat with her, And once again, I was reminded of her 10 times 10 exercise that she uses for writers. And I love to use it, and I give her all the credit for people that want to create a brand or want to build a business or whatever you want to do. And she basically says, write down, what are the 10 things that make you different from anybody in your family? What are the 10 things that make you different from people of your ethnic background? What are the 10 things that make you unique or different from people that have the same religion as you? What are the 10 things that make you the same or unique or different from people on your block? How about from people you went to school with? How about from your friend group? How about from other people of your same sex? How about from other people of your sexual preference? So you do 10 of these, 10 times 10 times 10, and you're going to end up with 100 things that make you different. But you're going to see that some things repeat themselves. So you circle the things that keep coming up, and you narrow the list down to the 10 things most unique about you. And those 10 things are the beginning of what you're supposed to do with your life, of your possible career, and certainly it's your brand. And so it's such a beautiful exercise, which I just did again. And you realize at certain points in your life, even if you are on a different path, this 10 times 10 list kind of shows you right in your face, well, I'm doing this, and then none of this is in that. So I got to figure it out. And many of you know how to build something once you know what it is, right? You know how to go on social media, and you know how to define it for other people and how you present yourself in social media or in everything, in how you dress, how you look, how you speak. So I want you all to think about that. Because what happens when you do that and then you realize you're evolving and you've got to reinvent that whole thing or start moving toward a different area or a different thing, or you're in a job and you realize, like me, that I was in Latino TV and I was like the queen bee of Latino TV and I looked a certain way and I dressed a certain way and that was even before social media, how I presented myself, because brand isn't just how you present in social media. Many people present themselves very differently in social media than how they are in real life. I believe that to be congruent, you should walk the walk and, you know, talk the talk in all the parts of your life. So, you know, in that period of my life, I lived, breathed, and eat Latina, woman executive, television, expert at the Latino market, expert at my, you know, advocate for my own brand, for my own people. And then I started feeling later in life like I also really aligned with women, all women, not just Latino women, Black women, Asian women, white women, women from around the world and their struggles. And I really felt like my brand was around women. And what I felt like was part of my 10 times 10 is that I'm really good at finance and math and wealth building and empowerment. And so I started thinking, okay, how do I start moving in that direction? And how do I start becoming more of an expert in that area? And how does that show up? And that, by the way, that took me years to figure out. That I really was heading in a new direction that was very important to me. And then I had to figure out how to transition from a thing that made me money to a thing that I had no idea how to make money out of it and how to keep them in parallel tracks for a while. I started making some TV shows in the woman space and I really loved it. And I realized, yep, this is what I really want. And so you're on parallel tracks for a while, and then you transition into a new brand. So I think you know, really looking at this 10 times 10 thing, which I would love to do with all of you in a workshop, because it's so incredible. Such a like an aha. I think is a beautiful thing in terms of creating your brand, really check and balancing yourself, that your brand is really what is really authentic and real. And you're not just inventing something because you think it's hot in the moment, but it really has no connection to you. And then it helps you really create the beginning of a mission statement for your brand. Who am I? What am I here to do? What is it? This is what makes me unique. And I think that that's that exercise puts you or checks you as you keep going in life on where are you with your brand and how do you begin again or begin and lay out the most authentic brand of who you are. When I finally realized in my third year of psychology school, I clearly figured out my brand, this my new brand, because I had to write a dissertation and it kept sneaking into the dissertation, which had nothing to do with anything. And I realized, okay, it really wants to be heard, right? I realized I had to kill my original brand. And what I mean by that is I was so known as a TV executive and a TV producer and all that, that I had to completely have people see me in a different light. And really, like, I couldn't dabble in that. Like, at one point, there are parallel tracks, and then at one point, you have to kill the previous brand and feel comfortable in the skin of the new brand.
Hold on. Moneymaker will be right back. Let's get back to the show.
That was so good. I loved the practical 10 by 10.
I can't tell you how much it's helped me so many times.
Yeah. And I like how the point that you make about how you still do it, you know, it's or not like it, yeah. Done. Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like I'm still honing, you know, because it really, I mean, Morgan, it really does change kind of decade by decade.
Yeah, I believe it. I totally believe it.
Like, you think you love this right now, and you do. Mm-hmm. And I promise you that, and I'm not saying podcasting, because that's not really, that's just a vehicle, right?
Yeah.
You love content, let's say.
Yeah.
This way. But you may wake up one day and go, okay, I have a story that's really mine to tell, and only I want to tell it, and I don't want to tell other people's stories. And like, my son asked me the other day when I was a reporter, when was the moment that you decided you didn't want to be a reporter? Was it when the guy offered you the job or before? And I said, I already started having those feelings.
Yeah.
Because at that point in life, I realized, because I interviewed so many people a day at that time, I realized I don't want to be the person that's interviewing people for the things they've done. I want to do things that people interview me for.
Yeah.
So I just didn't know how to do it.
Yeah.
But I had a desire to do and make and create and do. And now I don't. Just to give you an example.
Yeah.
No desire to build another business. No yeah. desire to. And I realized, like, between working with you guys and being on my Wild Alaskan board, where I am really the CEO whisperer.
Yeah.
And I get to impart my knowledge.
Yeah.
And really, and also, when I was in the other phase of my life, I didn't have the
the patience to hear someone else's story. I'm like, okay, I want to tell my story, right?
Yeah.
I was still in my own ego.
Yeah.
And now I don't even care about my story. I want to hear everybody else's story.
Yeah.
So I wasn't at the right place to do that.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean everybody wants to make or do or whatever. Maybe they're happy being a journalist, right?
Yeah.
But at that time, I was having anxiety about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are all such great points. I actually kind of want to work them into the episode. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Because it's true. I often ask myself these questions. Like, I remember one time being on Celebrity Apprentice, okay? And Mark Burnett was the producer. And after we did the show, I went to lunch with Mark Burnett. And I said to him, Mark, I don't get it. Like, am I doing something wrong? Because you never showed up at the show once. And I go and I'm like very in the, you know, in the cake of every show I make. And he goes, darling, I don't make shows. I sell shows. And I realized he is so much more successful than me because he has stepped away from it. And he really is the machine that sells the shows. He hires people to make the shows. And I remember that at that point in my life, I didn't want to be him.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be the person that's out there selling the shows that doesn't get to have the fun of making the show.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'm never going to be that successful at this because I can't do that. Right. Yeah. Well, I now could very easily sell a show and not have any desire to make the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you see what I mean?
Yeah.
And again, it's your personal evolution.
Mm-hmm.
It's now, by the way, when I write a book, I still want to write a book.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not like I go, oh, I don't want to do it. So there's things I want to make and there's things I don't want to make and there's things I want to do. So for all of us to think, I figured out my brand, right? And that's a double-edged sword that a lot of young people are going to face that make a name for themselves in social media and then they're branded.
Yep.
Or like even Kim Kardashian, right? Like, yeah. I really look at, I watched this weekend, you have to watch it, the Kim Kardashian and Kanye West divorce. They did a special documentary on, was it on Netflix or Amazon?
Mm.
No, it was on HBO. Oh. Amazing. Because the reason it comes up for me is because I really feel now watching the documentary, like, I don't know if she would have divorced Kanye West if he didn't get in the way of her brand.
Mm.
He really got in the way of her brand. It wasn't so much that he got in the way of her.
Interesting.
And it's too big of a brand. It's too big of an empire. And it screws over a lot of other people besides her.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's really interesting.
Moneymaker is a production of Money News Network. Moneymaker is written and hosted by me, Nelly Galan. Our executive producer is Morgan Lavoie. Thanks for listening. See you next time.